celibacy and transmutation of sexual energy for deeper meditation. By Russell Simmons. Introduction to transmutation of celibacy. This subject is profoundly personal. The journey of writing on celibacy and sexual transmutation has led me to confront some raw truths, and even a few harsh criticisms that still linger in my mind like dark clouds against a blue sky. I am reminded of the biblical verse that speaks of casting pearls before swine when I read dismissive reviews calling this work inane, simplistic, or worse, attacking my character. It is a deeply vulnerable thing to share the insights I've accumulated over a lifetime, especially on such a profoundly personal subject. But this text is born from an undeniable truth that has transformed my life. The lifestyle of transmutation isn't for everyone. It's a path paved with profound self-exploration, demanding courage, resilience, and an openness to a higher reality. Those who critique it without truly understanding have not walked this path, and their reactions only reflect their perspective, not mine. A renewed vision of wholeness. This book is for the seekers, the explorers who recognize that life's journey goes deeper than the physical or material. I'm inviting you into a practice that is not defined by dogma or convention. This updated edition reflects my own ongoing journey, a journey that has evolved as I've refined and clarified my understanding of this lifestyle. Every page has been revised, unnecessary repetitions removed, and outdated information replaced with insights that are not only more accurate, but truly alive with potential. My hope is that the guidance you find here will help you transcend the superficial and cultivate a radiant sense of wholeness. Unlocking a higher life force. If you've ever found yourself drained by the physical act of intimacy, or weighed down by a nagging sense of emptiness afterward, then this work may indeed hold a key to a new dimension of vitality for you. Celibacy and the transmutation of sexual energy can elevate your life force to unimaginable levels of purity, health, and fulfillment. This journey is not about suppression, but about transforming something raw and instinctual into a source of powerful, sustainable energy that nourishes your whole being. Imagine channeling your sexual energy in a way that rejuvenates your mind, purifies your body, and brings you closer to your highest spiritual potential. The path to true celibacy and beyond. This text is not just another traditional manual on celibacy or yoga practices meant to fit neatly into mainstream ideas about tantra or brahmacharya. The journey of transmutation that I describe here arose not from rigid adherence to any single yogic path or guru, but from a sincere quest for something beyond what established teachings could provide. I found that even the most celebrated methods left me seeking more, a higher state of health, vibrancy, and spiritual connection that existing paths seemed unable to fully address. Through my own discovery process, I developed an approach that integrates Taoist practices, like the deer exercise, with a holistic lifestyle of superfoods, intermittent fasting, and meditation. The combination of these practices, free from the constraints of traditional dogmas, allows me to enjoy prolonged periods of effortless celibacy, sometimes for weeks, without strain or suppression. This is not a sacrifice, rather, it is a continuous wellspring of bliss that I tap into daily. Beyond yoga and dogma. Despite the inspiration I've drawn from yoga and mysticism, this path transcends any fixed dogma or creed. This book is an invitation to those who seek an experience beyond simply following instructions or engaging in symbolic rituals without transformation. My approach is something I had to invent for myself. after years of feeling limited by traditional teachings that ultimately fell short of real, lasting change. It's a journey I have forged by blending practices that work and discarding those that do not, with no obligation to follow any guru's path but my own inner guide. Many of the established methods, I realized, seem to create systems that ultimately benefit only their founders, leaving students disheartened or feeling inadequate when they don't achieve the promised results, charting new territory in spiritual fulfillment. This path to transmutation and celibacy does not come with intricate rituals or promises of enlightenment that require years of secluded practice. Instead, it's a pathway into newfound clarity and a deeper connection with life itself. After a lifetime of exploration, I've come to believe that spiritual fulfillment is not a complex puzzle, but a deeply personal and intimate experience of one's own highest self. And this path offers the clarity to discover it. While it's been a solitary journey in many ways, sharing this with you opens the possibility for others to experience the profound joy and energy that this lifestyle can bring. An invitation to a life of wholeness. So as you read this book, I hope it ignites a spark within you to explore this lifestyle fully. To experience celibacy and the transmutation of sexual energy not as a limitation, but as a gateway to untapped depths of joy and vitality. You won't find rigid doctrines or costly practices here. This book is intended as a guide, priced affordably, and written to reach those who, like me, have searched for something beyond the mainstream, something more vibrant and fulfilling than what we're told life has to offer. This is my offering to you, a pathway to personal freedom and a life of wholeness. Mastery of inner forces and the path to transcendence. Just as humanity has learned to harness and control the natural forces of the universe, the path of the alchemist, mystic, yogi, or yogini is to master the inner forces of nature. This mastery extends to the powerful currents within us, thoughts, emotions, desires, and the biological force of sexual energy. For those on this path, life's turmoil and unpredictability, with its fear, grief, and suffering, propel us toward a longing to transcend the chaos and discover a timeless inner peace. Through this pursuit, the yogi cultivates a wondrous expansion of sexual energy into a form of vital energy that nourishes wholeness rather than depleting it. The transmutation of sexual energy into bliss, love, and spiritual clarity requires purification. Not a forced repression, but a cultivation of the life force through purified thought, refined nourishment, and pranic energy. However, I've learned that meditation practices alone could not fulfill my deepest needs. I needed something much more powerful yet gentle, something that could lead to a true alchemical transformation of my body and mind without overwhelming me. In time, I discovered that integrating water fasting, high nutrient foods, and certain lifestyle conditions created an atmosphere within me that allowed transmutation to happen gracefully, a path of extraordinary vitality and inner harmony. The evolutionary drive and sexual energy's power. Sexual energy is one of life's greatest and most essential forces, an instinct woven into the evolutionary fabric that binds us to nature and life itself. This drive has existed throughout eons, shaping the forms of every living being and connecting us back to the primal source of creation. Without sexual energy, the boundless diversity and complexity of life would never have flourished. Thus, our bodies and minds are designed to respond to this force with a powerful instinctual energy, as deeply tied to life itself as the breath we draw. And yet, for all its vitality and beauty, conventional sexual fulfillment tends to be fleeting. It promises much, yet leaves one often feeling a sense of incompletion, as though the experience were too transient to truly satisfy the soul. By the time one reaches their late 30s or 40s, the body begins to bear the early signs of aging, often with declining libido, hormonal imbalances, and other health challenges. This reality compels us to look deeper and seek a way to preserve and redirect this precious energy, harnessing it not for fleeting pleasures, but for profound and lasting inner fulfillment. For me, this has meant adopting a superfood-rich, herb-supported lifestyle that preserves vitality and allows the pleasures of sexual energy to be recycled indefinitely rather than dissipated. Freedom from addiction and the pursuit of wholeness. In today's world, where so many are driven by cravings, addictive tendencies, and short-term thrills, the path to true liberation often feels remote and misunderstood. The pursuit of wholeness requires rising above these transient amusements and societal norms, leaving behind the substances and practices that drag us toward decay and early aging. It is about stepping off the merry-go-round of life, endless cycles of consumption, fleeting pleasure, and dissatisfaction, and aligning with a higher reality where we are not used by life's forces, but rather use them for our evolution and fulfillment. Why then should we allow ourselves to be mere instruments in nature's biological design? Why surrender to temporary pleasures when we could cultivate enduring joy and awaken to our true spiritual nature? Recognizing our essence as spirit, rather than remaining caught up in the cycle of striving and survival, brings profound freedom. This realization propels us to disengage from the traps of the mundane and pursue the sanctuary of higher consciousness, where endless contentment and love abide. The impact of sexual energy on the spiritual journey. When sexual energy is released without purpose or reverence, it can deplete the very energy needed for spiritual clarity. With each physical release, dopamine levels are reduced, replaced by prolactin, a neurotransmitter that numbs desire. Too much indulgence in sexual activity over time can not only weaken the spiritual drive, but can also erode the stability of loving relationships, often leading people to seek new partners in an endless cycle of longing and dissatisfaction. Those who wish to cultivate deeper, more meaningful bonds might consider transmuting this energy into higher forms of bliss and unconditional love, anchoring the relationship in stability and mutual growth rather than in transient gratification. Nature's challenge and the creation of ojas. Within the average lifestyle, there exists a powerful drive to connect, to engage, to intermingle with many partners, an impulse deeply embedded in our biology. I like to call this nature's conspiracy, the innate urge to perpetuate the species at any cost. However, for those seeking to transcend this primal compulsion, conserving libido becomes essential. Redirecting this vitality creates ojas, a subtle energy substance believed in ancient practices to be the reservoir of vigor, mental clarity, and spiritual strength. For a yogi or anyone on the path of transmutation, ojas serves as the alchemical gold that enhances meditation, connects one with higher consciousness, and supports the stability and bliss of long-term relationships. Cultivating higher consciousness through transmutation. My experience has shown that genuine satisfaction in meditation and spiritual practice can only be achieved after a period of celibacy, often enhanced by intermittent fasting and superfood nourishment. In this lifestyle, I align myself with nature's purest offerings, nurturing each cell with clean water, prana, and the simple, unadulterated foods of our ancient ancestors. This combination of physical and spiritual practices brings about the transmutation of sexual energy, which then becomes available for our highest aspirations and deepest meditative states. The path I outline in this book is not for the faint-hearted, nor for those looking for easy, instant solutions. Rather, it is for those ready to embrace a disciplined and profound lifestyle, one I have dedicated myself to discovering through countless trials, errors, and moments of spiritual revelation. This journey is not only about mastering one's own life force, but about reclaiming the freedom and joy that lie beyond the realm of fleeting experiences. The information that follows, beginning with Chapter 1, is the result of a lifetime of exploration, and I offer it here to empower those who, like myself, seek liberation from the cycles of loss and fulfillment, birth and death. May you find, within these pages, the tools you need to live in: wholeness, vitality, and spiritual expansion.